A Soft Place to Fall. Written by Leah Elizabeth. Read by a literal garbage heap. Neil hesitated outside the door, unsure if he wanted to enter. His instincts, or rather, his mother's voice, screamed at him to turn around and run away, to pull on the blanket of mundane humanity and fade into obscurity. His mother was dead, and with her, the bonds that had kept him from realizing his full self. He opened the door and walked inside, feeling his teeth elongate just slightly, his eyesight sharpening as he adjusted to the dim club lighting. It had been a long time since he had been around others of his own kind. Inside Eden's twilight, there wasn't a human in sight. Neil should be on edge. He hadn't seen anything but humans since he and his mother had fled from his father more than a decade ago. Even so, there was something comfortable about being here, allowing himself to stop hiding, but still feeling invisible. He walked up to the bar and sat down, letting his senses expand to watch his back. The bartender stopped in front of him and raised one eyebrow. "Oh," Neil said. "I..." The bartender rolled his eyes and stepped away. Neil relaxed. It had been so long since he'd last had any type of social interaction, and it was harder than he remembered. No one else approached him. Even in the world of monsters, demons were largely left alone. No one wanted to draw too much attention. Not all demons were bloodthirsty killers, but the ones that were more than made up for those that weren't. Neil was only half demon, but that was enough for the others in the bar to give him a wide berth. Except for, apparently, the bartender. He set down a steaming cup in front of Neil and stepped back. Neil frowned and leaned forward to sniff the cup. "Darjeeling?" he asked. The bartender nodded. "I didn't order this," Neil said. The bartender shrugged. "You needed it. That's different." Neil's eyes narrowed. "It's only tea. Nothing that will harm you, alter your perception, or make you do anything you do not want to do," the bartender continued, lifting one arm. Neil realized that what he had mistaken for black armbands were actually thick iron shackles, encasing the bartender's forearms from wrist to elbow. The bartender was fey. He could not lie. Neil took a cautious sip. Warmth spread through his body immediately, and nostalgia placed a lump in his throat. He'd had little access to luxuries growing up, but his mother could never resist a good cup of tea for a special occasion. The last time he'd had Darjeeling was the last Christmas he'd spent with his mother. "Good?" the bartender asked. Neil nodded, taking another sip and closing his eyes briefly. The bartender went back to his work, pouring drinks with speed and grace. He was mesmerizing. Neil was staring. He assumed the bartender had forgotten all about him, but an hour later, he stopped in front of Neil, a faded leather jacket pulled over his tank top, and once again raised one eyebrow. "Coming?" he asked. Neil had nothing keeping him in the bar, so he hopped off the stool and followed the bartender through the back door into a dimly lit alley. Once the door had closed behind them, the bartender crowded into him, pressing his body into the wall. At first, Neil was confused. By the time he figured out what the bartender wanted, he was already pulling back with a puzzled look on his face. "Do you want this?" he asked. Neil thought for a moment. He didn't not want this. He shrugged and swayed forward, but the bartender was already stepping back. "I won't force you," he said. "You're not," Neil replied, but the bartender must not have been convinced, because he spun on his heel and started walking away. Neil stayed where he was, the cold of the stone wall seeping through his clothing. The bartender turned to look back at him. "Coming?" he asked again. "Oh," Neil said, scrambling to catch up. "Yes." They ended up in a small 24-hour diner. The line cook was a giant werewolf, heavily tattooed. "Andrew," he said, nodding to the bartender. "The usual?" Andrew nodded. "Who's astray?" he asked. Andrew looked at him expectantly. "Neil," Neil said. "Wymack," the cook said, holding his hand out to shake. Neil hesitated a moment too long, and Wymack pulled his hand back smoothly, not seeming to care that Neil had snubbed him. "What'll you have, kid?" Neil shrugged. "Coffee?" Wymack went back behind the grill, and Andrew led Neil to a corner booth. Wymack appeared a few minutes later and set a plate of waffles covered in whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and no fewer than 5 flavors of ice cream down in front of Andrew. He also set a mug of coffee and a plate of pancakes, eggs, and bacon in front of Neil. "I didn't," Neil started. Wymack shrugged. "Eat it or don't, kid. It's all the same to me." Neil took a bite, only to realize he was starving. He soon polished off the plate. Andrew was savoring his waffles, taking small bites, licking whipped cream off of the fork between bites. Watching him left Neil with a strange, twisting sensation in his stomach. Once both their plates were clean and Neil's mug was empty, Neil wondered if he was meant to leave. Instead, he gestured vaguely to Andrew's forearm. "Do they hurt?" he asked. Andrew leaned forward. "If I answer your question, will you answer one in return?" Neil nodded, against his better judgment. Andrew pulled up the sleeve of his jacket to expose the iron shackle. Idly, he ran his fingers along the seam. Then he showed Neil his hand, the blisters popping up on his fingertips for a few moments before fading away. "I am accustomed to it," he said. "But why?" Neil started. "My turn," Andrew interrupted him. "Where are you from?" Neil paused. The answer wasn't simple. He could say that he was born in Baltimore, but he wanted nothing more than to sever every tie to that place. He could say he was from Chicago. It was the last place he had been for more than a month, but that didn't quite feel right either. "I don't know." He worried that Andrew wouldn't accept that as an answer, even though it was what felt most honest in the moment. "My power is considerable," Andrew said, answering Neil's second question. "I used it to protect someone close to me. These shackles, it's all I can do to keep my skin from burning. All the magic I have left is for parlor tricks." "Like guessing drinks?" Neil asked. Andrew nodded. "What are you looking for?" he asked. That was even harder to answer. He wanted something he never had. He's not even sure if he would recognize it if he found it. "Home," he said. Wymack stopped by to clear their plates and placed a sheet of paper and a pen in front of Neil. Andrew stood, saluted him sarcastically, and said, "See you around, Neil." He sauntered out the door. Neil looked down at the paper, a job application form for the Foxhole Diner, and looked out the window to where Andrew disappeared into the night, and he wondered if he dared. The end. Thanks for listening.